This is the daily text for Saturday, January the 14th, 2017. Why what you are angry about is not why you are angry. Proverbs 14:11. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. Consider this. It's fascinating how we use the metaphor of a thermometer and temperature to talk about anger. It also points up one of the great myths about the so-called quick-tempered among us. Temperature doesn't typically wildly fluctuate instantaneously. In the same way, a quick-tempered person does not explode in anger all of a sudden, as it may seem. The truth? People we think of as quick-tempered already had a fever. They were already mad. A quick temper looks like a spike in a person's temperature who already had a fever. That's what anger is like. A low-grade fever. People who have a quick temper typically carry the low-grade fever of anger around with them all the time. Their temper can spike at the slightest thing. It often looks quite irrational and even foolish. It's because quick-tempered people usually aren't mad about what they are mad at. So the real question for those of us who have a quick temper is, what am I mad about? It often takes either a good friend or a professional friend, i.e. a counselor, to help one unearth a deeper issue. It can go all the way back to one's childhood, and often does. And we can literally carry it for a lifetime. I have become convinced that the low-grade fever of anger underlies much of what we call depression and anxiety. It literally makes us sick. It's another post, but this is why the antidote to anger is usually some form of forgiveness. Depression and anxiety may require medication, but anger can only be cured by forgiveness. One of my most popular tweets of all time is this one. Usually what people are angry about isn't what they're angry about. Keep that in mind when you are with angry people today. Wisdom looks and feels like patience. It brings to mind the Apostle Paul's famous words, "Love is patient, love is kind." There's six words I'd like to have tattooed on my hands. Left hand, love is patient. Right hand, love is kind. It all brings me to a new working definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the everyday expression of skillful love, i.e., see Jesus. Whoever is patient has great understanding. Patience is just not a common human trait. In fact, it's not a human trait at all. It's a divine virtue. In fact, patience is a divine virtue that serves to humanize us, to make us truly human. Again, on this, see Jesus. There's so much to be said at this point that I have neither the expertise nor the wisdom to say. I will turn to our wise New Testament friend James, the brother of Jesus, for counsel. From James 1:19-20. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. There's that word, listen, again. Following closely after comes a reference to our words. This idea of being slow to anger is good, but it is really only managing a fever. It's why I love the way Eugene Peterson translates the next verse and gets to the deeper, longer-term solution. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. James 1:21, the Message translation. Patience doesn't come from trying to be more patient, as we so often resolve to be. Remember, whoever is patient has great understanding. Patience comes from great understanding, from deep wisdom. The prayer. Abba Father, fill us with your patience, which is to say, grant us your understanding, that we might walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. The questions. Number one, why are so many people so angry these days? Number two, so seriously, what are we really mad about? It's time to name it, get it out of the shadows of our soul, and deal with it. And number three, how might we become slower to anger? See James 1:19 again. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.